How does Father Madget spell his name?
I don't know. M-A-D-G-E-T-T, I think.
Okay.
Sainted man of sainted memory who's gone to his eternal reward, and I'm sure is now proving that everything he told me in that class was absolutely correct. And when the due course of time comes and I meet my eternal reward, I'm sure Father Madget will say, "See, I told you it would be like this." And in any case, I had a lot of fun. But I also worked. I worked in a burglar alarm, company, and my job was as a dispatcher, a night dispatcher. And I'd go in on Friday and stay at the burglar alarm company until Sunday night. So I had like a 30-hour shift. And there was a cot there to sleep on, and what I basically had to do was to be there in case the phone rang. Somebody would call and say, "You people have a burglar alarm that just went off on the corner of Myers Road and 7 Mile Road or whatever," and I would immediately call the police and dispatch the repairman to go out and fix it, because 9 times out of 10 it would be the wind or something like that. And we also had some silent alarms, which became the state of the art afterwards, but we had a few at that time, where the alarm came directly in on a ticker tape, and you had to call the police and send them out. But I remember that every Monday I would go over to the alarm company, which was only half a block away from my home, and get my check. And the check was for $14.20-some-odd. And I would take the check and go up to the bursar's office at the University of Detroit and give them $10 of the 14, and the other $4 was for me to live on for the rest of the week. A lot of fun. Anyway, among other things, to help me to operate a 1928 Essex that I had acquired for $75 the previous summer. When I got it home and we took the head off the engine, we found out that the number 5 cylinder was completely empty. There was no piston, no rod, no nothing. You could see the oil pan right down through the darn thing. And I spent all that summer trying to purchase a piston and rod for a 1928 Essex, and believe me, there's not a lot of those around. You don't go to the Kmart and say, "Give me one," you know. But it was a great old car. We finally got it running, barely. It never went more than 32 miles an hour, but we got it up to 32, and I did drive it to school a few times in my sophomore year.
I suppose that was before the time when you would apply to the government for a remedy and declare that you had bought 11